You're having rather long days these days, aren't you? I guess we all have.
I think they'll continue to be longer.
What happened today in the Senate? Anything?
Well, I understand that Gray took a little beating up there today. The approach they're working is that he's been an abandoned man. Evidenced by the fact that would not let him, insert things in the record that he desired to insert in the record, and it was quite clear that he had been left hanging by, being countermanded by you and your decision.
Well, you know, in a sense, I didn't countermand him at all.
This is a theme they're playing.
Yeah, fine.
They're trying to play.
This is in the committee or on the floor?
It's in the committee.
Open or executive?
This was an open session. They subpoenaed three additional witnesses. Tom Bishop, who is a former FBI man who was canned by Gray, who used to run their PR section.
Good. That's good.
And trying to pull him in there on sour grapes. And
good. That wouldn't bother me. Does it bother you?
No, and it set the precedent for this fellow Sullivan going up.
Right.
Which is interesting. Then
the fellow that we could, isn't Gurney a member of that committee?
Gurney is.
He could just ask for Sullivan.
Right.
How would that be?
That wouldn't be bad at all.
You don't have Sullivan's report yet?
No, Sullivan told me he was out of town. He said he will have it for me tomorrow.
Yeah.
He will skip a meeting he has in the morning to make
just
sure
second.
He gets it completed and over to me.
Just a second.
Book from the other side, a schedule book. If you leave that there, that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So he will have it over to me tomorrow, and I said, I absolutely have to have it tomorrow. There's just any further deadline. The time is here to look and see what you've got. And he said, well, I think I've got good stuff. I think it's supportable, documentable. I said, well, Bill, I want to see it as just as quickly as possible tomorrow morning.
Right.
That it will be over. And the other witness they've now subpoenaed, two other witnesses, there's a pullback girl from the re-election committee who she was interrogated by committee staff and counsel as a result of her confidential interviews with the FBI, alleging that that had been leaked by me to them, and then, of course, that was not...
That's not true.
Not true. And the other fellow they're calling is a fellow named Thomas Lombard, who's trying to establish a link between Dean on that one. Lombard did volunteer work for me in my office, did volunteer work for Liddy. And one time he saw Liddy in my office. It's purely campaign.
Is that what Lombard will testify to, or will he testify to?
No, that's what he's written a very lengthy letter to the committee declining to testify originally and saying this is all I'd have to say and it's obviously not relevant. I know nothing of Dean and Liddy's connection.
Yeah, right.
Other than the fact.
Well, that's not bad, then. Maybe he'll make a pretty good witness.
He might. He might.
With the Hoback girl.
The Hoback girl should be broken down. She should come out in tears as a result of the fact she's virtually lying about what she's saying. And our people will be armed to...
Do our people know what to ask her?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Why are you doing it? Do we know?
Disgruntled. She's been fairly disgruntled all along. She's a Democrat that worked over there in the Finance Committee. She professes a personal loyalty to Maury Stans, but that's about the extent of it. Anybody can see her loyalty.
Yeah.
I never did figure out how she got in there. I'm told that today was a famous day for Gray, and not much of a movement. They're taking a whip.
Yeah.
Out on the floor to see what the is out there.
Yeah.
Should have that tomorrow morning.
What's your feeling, though, John, about Gray? Aren't you just as comfortable to let him go down?
I don't.
What do you want? I mean, we can put some pressures on, and I just wonder.
I don't think it's worth saving, sir. I really don't.
Yeah, well, that's my point. Isn't it really a case of if they want to make him the martyr, they're going to make him the martyr?
That's right.
Agree or not, or if you feel differently, let me know.
I would agree that they're trying to make him a martyr. I think that Pat Gray has been so damaged by these hearings that he
couldn't be the head of the bureau.
Will be very difficult for him to be the head of the bureau.
That's right.
It'll take a year, 2 years for him to recover.
That's right.
It's like Dick Poff when he decided to withdraw even from consideration for the court, knowing that he'd never be an effective justice
for right.
years.
That's right. The thing is, too, that Gray, though, has got to make up his mind on that pretty soon, don't you think so?
I thought, I might be a call.
In fact, I was thinking he ought to do it fairly soon.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, what were you going to say?
No, I was thinking he might call today very easily and say, you know, at least make a pro forma gesture to see if someone over there, you know, if you were interested. Now,
what's Kleindy's view of the whole thing now? Is he staying a mile away?
To dip tonight. So I don't know what his reading is on the activity.
Yeah.
It might be better to let it just die in committee and not get it out of there. Apparently, it's tied up at 7-7 now. The votes.
What is 7-7 in the committee?
That's right. And McClellan and Eastman hanging and not knowing which way. McClellan and Mathias hanging in the balance. I suspect we could probably get McClellan's vote and lose Mathias.
8-8,
right. That ties it up, and that will not confirm it. From
Well, if you got it out, McClellan surprises me. Good God, he knows better than this.
He's turned a little funny recently. He's generally, you know, pretty much of a soldier.
What's his trouble, for Christ's sakes? He just got reelected, and I helped him.
I know it.
One hell of a lot.
I know it.
Even if you don't want to make the written statement, you could do orally with, say, the cabinet and the leaders and the rest. look, I would not be present. You just lay it all out, and I just see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. The other thing is that I do think there's something to be said for not maybe this complete answer to this fellow, but maybe just a written statement to me, you know, saying my conclusions are this, bing, 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 bing.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's a possibility? So what I mean is we need something to answer somebody, answer things with, you know, to say that, what are you basing this on? You could say, well, my counsel has advised me that. Is that possible or not? Or
you, well, you know, there's that, and there's always the FBI report that we have probably not relied upon enough, that there is not one scintilla of evidence.
I know, but, I mean, can't you say that, or do you want to put it out?
It could be said, and it's something we haven't really emphasized. Pat Gray is the only person that has said it, and it's really never gotten checked up.
How would you do it, then? What I mean is, isn't that something that you could say, want to publish the FBI report?
Oh, no, because we made our own strictures we're trying to place on it.
Right. But you could say, I have this, and this is that. Fine. See, what I'm getting at is, if apart from a statement to the committee or anything else, if you could just make a statement to me that we can use, you know, for internal purposes and to answer and so forth.
As we did when you, back in August, made the statement that...
That's right.
...done and... Right. All the things.
You got to have something where it doesn't appear that I'm just doing this, just in a saying to hell with the Congress and the hell with the people. We're not going to tell you anything because of executive privilege. That they don't understand. But if you say no, we're willing to cooperate, and you've made a complete statement. See, but make it very incomplete. See, that's what I mean. I don't want to too much in chapter and verse as you did in your letter. I just want just a general. Try just something general. That, like, I have checked into this matter. I can say categorically, based on my investigation, the following. Mr. Haldeman was not involved, or this and that and the other thing. Mr. Colson did not do this, and Mr. So-and-so did not do this, and Mr. Bank did not do this, and da-da-da-da-da. Right down the line, see? Mm-hmm. Taking the most glaring things.
Mm-hmm.
If there are any further questions, please let me know. See?
Mm-hmm. I think we can do that.
That's one possibility. And then... If you could say that such things and then use the FBI report to the cabinet leaders, that might be very salutary. Just, see, our own people have got to have confidence or they're not going to step up and defend us. You see my problem. I see our problem there, don't you?
And I think at the same time, it'd be good to brief these people on what executive privilege means so they can go out and speak about it.
Right.
So them are floundering.
And why it's necessary.
I started having somebody in my office today prepare some material that can be put out by the congressional people so they can understand. People defend us have
sure.
A piece of paper that they know can talk from as to what it all is.
Finding out that we're defending the constitutional responsibility, the separation of powers, and that we have to do it, and that distinguishing the Adams case and ignoring Heineken, which is one we shouldn't have never agreed to, but nevertheless. Let's think a little about that, but we'll see you at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Fine.
All right.
All right.
Good night.
All right. Take the evening off.
All right.